Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US bond and equity markets were closed overnight for the Memorial holiday. In broader trade news, President Trump on Monday put pressure on Japan to have the balance of trade between the two countries straightened out rapidly. Trump has threatened to hit the Japan's automakers with high tariffs. In US economic data, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Survey for May and the Case-Shiller 20-City House Price Index are released tonight, Australian time. Europe's main markets were firmer in what was a subdued session, given both the US and UK markets were closed. Germany's DAX rose 0.5%, France's CAC up 0.4%. Renault jumped over 11% following a report that Fiat Chrysler had filed a proposal for a €32.6 billion all-share merger with the French rival to create the world's third largest car maker by production, behind Volkswagen and Toyota. Italy's FTSE MIB dipped 0.06%, unwinding an earlier gain of as much as 0.6% after a report that Brussels is considering disciplinary action over Rome's failure to rein in public debt. Eurozone business and consumer confidence data for May and consumer sentiment data for Germany for June are released tonight, Australian time. Spot iron ore saw fresh gains, with the benchmark contract jumping $3.30 or 3.1% to $108.62 a metric tonne. Investment bank UBS says that, with iron ore prices soaring to multi-year highs over the past month, it is now likely that Australia will deliver its first budget surplus since before the GFC and 1 year earlier than initially forecast. Gold futures added $2 to $1,285.60 an ounce. Oil prices advanced in light volume trade, WTI settling 61 cents or 1.1% higher at $59.26 a barrel, Brent rallying $1.42 or 2.1% to $70.11 a barrel. And the Australian dollar is a touch weaker this morning, buying approximately 69.17 US cents. Australian consumer inflation expectations hit the lowest level on record in April, according to Roy Morgan Research. Over the next 2 years, annual inflation is expected to average 3.7%, according to Australians surveyed by the polling group, surpassing the previous record low of 3.9% set in late 2016.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.